You don't have to. I usually keep that part of it pretty brief. But as you're turning there, let me just say that you can go, ballroadbaptist.com is the website. If you need to write that down, that'll help you. We're putting all of these on there. There's actually various sections on the website. We've got things for like visitors that kind of tell them what to expect when they come here. There's a section for, there's a section that tells kind of what we believe, like a doctrinal statement on there. But there is a section that's sermons, is titled sermons. If you go in there, pretty much, with very few exceptions, everything for the past like 5 months has been put on there. You can go back even in the archives and get past messages if one of them touched your heart and you want to listen to it again. And you can go in there and click on it, take you to a new page. You can listen to that message right there from the internet. So some of you know how to do that on your phone. Some of you may do better on a computer. But if you ever need to re-listen, they're not up there. It takes a little while because my sister, Courtney, is the one putting them up there, and she's got to go through and listen to the whole thing, make sure that where the cutoffs are all at the right point, and then it takes a little while to load it onto the internet. So it'll usually be 2 or 3 days sometimes before that'll actually, like this one will actually be on there. But I did want to let y'all know that, and something you can use. Now, we also have our Facebook page. You can use that. That does links over to the web page, but we can't really put audio onto there. So if you're looking there, you're probably not going to get it in the right spot. But Romans chapter 10, I told you I wouldn't keep you long, so I'm going to try to keep my promise. We've talked in this class the past couple of weeks. We began by looking at the importance of a testimony, or the power of a testimony. And I certainly believe that the reason any of us can lead a soul to Christ, doesn't matter if you've been saved a day or if you have been saved 100 years, which I doubt anyone in here has gone that long, but it doesn't matter how long you've been saved, every one of us who's saved has a testimony. You have a testimony of how you came to know Christ as your Savior, what He saved you from, and how good it is to be saved, right? And you can tell that to anyone. And so that's really kind of the basis for all soul winning, all witnessing, is the fact that the moment you're saved, you have the tool, the greatest tool you need to tell somebody else how to be saved. But I say all that then to lead into this. Today we're going to talk about the importance of using Scripture. See, because the truth is that yes, I mean, a testimony is great, but having the Bible is what truly gets through to the heart of a man. And I want to show you that here in our text. If you're there in Romans chapter 10, I'm going to begin reading in verse 13, a very familiar passage. And it says here in verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" By the way, that's not talking about a pastor or a missionary. That's talking about anyone who's saved, who's been called to go forth and preach the gospel. So by that standard, anyone in here is a preacher. Okay, moving on. Verse 15. "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, throughout the New Testament, we see phrases such as "the Scripture saith," or, you know, it was written in the prophet. As a matter of fact, right here in the text we've just read in verse 16, it said, "For Isaiah saith." Now, that may not make a lot of sense to some of you, but that's saying Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. That's the New Testament spelling of that. So it's referencing back to a verse that is written in the Old Testament that people in Paul's day could have gotten a hold of to read and study for themselves, right? You go down a couple of verses, verse 19 in this same chapter. He said, "But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith," do you see that? He goes back and he says, here's how I'm going to prove it to you. Moses said this in the Scriptures, in the Bible. And all of that builds on this thought that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so by that, let me just go ahead and say this morning that the Bible is so important when it comes to leading souls to Christ, because this is what breaks through their heart. This is what breaks through the excuses and the alibis, all the reasons a man can give. Well, I'm not saying because, you know, where did Cain get his wife from? Can God make a rock so big He can't move it? All those crazy questions that lost people ask you when you're witnessing to them. You can get through anything with the Bible. And so this is the greatest tool and the greatest weapon we have in leading others to Christ. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." You realize what that just said about this book? It may look like it's just kind of a worn out, bonded leather with gilded pages, little book that's fallen apart. But the Bible said of itself that this book is a sword. And it's a sword that doesn't cut through necessarily through your flesh. It doesn't kill you, literally speaking. But this Bible is able to cut through soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It's able to get to the heart. And it said it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so don't you reckon that the devil probably hates this book? And have you ever noticed, some of you that have done a little bit of soul winning yourself, you've talked to others about Christ, have you ever noticed that when you get to quoting this book, there's a resistance? Well, don't tell me, I don't want to know what that says, or I don't care what that says. There's always some reason to try to get you to shut the book. You know why? Because the devil knows, and by the way, a man's lost flesh knows, that this book right here cuts and it gets down to what really matters. And so here's what I'm saying. Basically, you can lead somebody to Christ without a Bible being present at all. I had a man ask me just not long ago. He said, "Well, you're all for this King James Bible and everything." Well, I've heard of people getting saved out of an NIV. And I told him, I said, "Hey, I'll give you something even better. I've led people to Christ without having a Bible anywhere around." I said, all you have to tell them is Jesus Christ died for you. He rose again so you can have everlasting life. And you need somebody to save you from your sin. Do you want to trust Christ? You can lead somebody to Christ. And so I'm not saying tonight that you have to have the Bible. You have to quote Scripture. But it is good to quote Scripture, especially when somebody is given resistance to the gospel. And the reason why is that book is our authority. That is our bedrock. That is our foundation for everything we believe and everything we have to say. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so that being the case, I believe it's important that we also in these classes learn some Scripture. And here in just a moment, I'm giving y'all a second homework assignment. By next week, we'll have like three people in here. But I'm giving y'all another homework assignment, and it's going to be some memorization. Now, I'll get into that here in just a moment. But just to conclude, let me finish up by giving you a quick story. Can y'all listen? All right, we got it? Okay. About a week and a half ago or so, there at Papaw's funeral, and I know I've told this before, and most of y'all have heard it, but the ones who may listen to this online haven't, so we'll give it to them too. A man approached me by the name of Jim Barton. He was a friend of my papaw for decades. And he approached me and he said, "Do you know if it wasn't for your papaw, I wouldn't be saved?" Now, I don't know if that's the truth or not, but he believed that. And that's, by the way, we don't know. The Lord may have gotten it to him some other way, but the Lord used my papaw to lead that man to Christ. And he got to tell me, I said, "Well, you got to tell me about that. What happened?" He got to give me his testimony. Of course, he shared that later on during the service. And basically what he said is that the first time he met my papaw, he had never really read the Bible, not really heard a lot of preaching, couldn't tell you anything. But he said, my papaw asked him if he knew where he was going when he died. He said, "No." And he said, they talked about other things, but he couldn't really remember much of what they talked about. He only remembered one thing. Do you know what that one thing was? Papaw quoted, right here in this very same chapter, Romans 10:9. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." He said he went home, and that verse bothered him. He went for years, said he went for 13 years with that verse on his mind and working on his heart before the next time when he went in there and my papa was able to lead him to Christ. But I've heard countless stories like that, countless testimonies. They may not remember all the little illustrations you might give them to lead them to Christ. And those are good, but they're not going to remember a lot of that. They may not even remember much about you. You may just be kind of, that guy. But there's something about this Bible, when you quote it, when you read the verse, that gets through to a man's heart and continues dealing with him after you're long gone. And so here's what I want to do. Now, we're going to get in, like I said, we're trying to get in some more practical things in these classes. Part of that is we need to learn some Scripture, have it in our head and in our heart so we can pull that back out when we need it, right? And so here's your assignment should you choose to accept it. Mission impossible right here. Memorize Romans chapter 5, verse 12. You may need to write this down, so I'll repeat it again. This week, we're going to memorize Romans chapter 5, verse 12. The Bible says there, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, it's not that long. Probably sounds even longer when I'm reading it, but it's not that long, not long words. And I'm going to give you all a hint. I know people learn differently. Maybe you have a way you learn and memorize things better. Maybe you would sit here. I get people telling me all the time, "I can't memorize anything." Can I tell y'all something? I have the worst memory of anyone I know. I know people, some of y'all, no, I'm serious. Some of y'all, you way older than I am. I can't keep up with anything. I have the most horrible memory. Somebody told me one time, said, "Get a notebook so you can keep up with things." I said, "I've lost the notebook every time I've gotten one. I can't keep up with a notebook." And so I don't have a good memory, but I can memorize scripture. You say, "How do you memorize it?" Work. One of the worst four-letter words in the English language. W-O-R-K. Work. We use that old phrase, repetition is the mother of all learning, right? I'll tell you how I memorize. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." And then a little while later, maybe I'll spend a couple of hours just every now and then going over that one in my mind. "And death by sin." "And death by sin." "And death by sin." "And death by sin." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." You say, what is it? Work. Repetition. And eventually, you'll spout that thing off without even having to think about it. And so what happens when you hide that thing in your heart and that lost man comes and he's questioning this or questioning that, as you memorize Scripture, that's how the Lord is able to draw those verses. And it's amazing. It's amazing how the Lord does it. Sometimes you'll have verses you didn't really even intend to ever memorize, that it's like the Lord, just the Holy Spirit, just bring that thing up so you can use it, and that's what will get through to that man. So we need to realize the importance of using Scripture, and we need to start memorizing some Scripture so we can use it. Amen? For the chance to have these classes, I pray you'll encourage the saints as they go out to tell others about Christ. And Lord, may we see fruit for our labor. May we see souls come to Jesus from the things that are taught and the things that you do in our midst in these classes. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. All right.